Chapter 3. Lucky. After Lucky woke in a snowdrift with a splitting headache, wearing someone else's clothes and missing his granddad's watch, he'd narrowed down the possibilities. Either he was going insane, or someone at the mechanic's shop had dropped a wrench on his head and this was some freakish afterlife. Now, standing opposite the girl with the wheat blonde hair, he knew. He was definitely dead. And not just dead, he was in hell. That was the only way to explain Cora Mason. It had taken him a few moments to recognize her. Ever since waking, it had been a challenge just to put one foot in front of the other, fighting the knife of pain in his head. Then suddenly there was a beautiful girl with hair so light it matched the sand. She might have been a vision, except visions didn't dress like they were headed to a rave. Then she'd looked up, and her features had rearranged themselves. And shit, he knew her. The senator's daughter accused of manslaughter. He'd followed her story for the last 2 years, surrounded by her painfully pretty face on television, read reports about how the accident tore apart one of the country's top political families. It had torn him apart, too. It didn't matter that he'd never met her. He had been the one responsible for ruining her life. Only two people knew it, he and her dad, a man who made Lucky's fist ache with a desire to punch something. "Who are you?" she demanded. He rubbed a hand over his chest where the guilt was still tender as a sucker punch, even after 2 years. "Call me Lucky, from a little town in Montana called Whitefish. I woke up in the middle of a snowdrift in that forest a couple hours ago. Before that, I was working on the busted throttle lock of my motorcycle. That's all I remember." He stopped short, swallowing his words, the ache in his head pulsing like a second heartbeat. Memories of home played in the back of his head. His granddad's sun-wrinkled face, the smell of chicken feed, motor oil slick in the lines of his hand, so hard to wash away. He'd been fixing his motorcycle so he could drive to the Army recruiting office in Missoula. "With your grades, call..."